The U.S. Electoral College cast votes on Monday, 14th December, for a new president based on the 2020 election results, making Democrat Joe Biden's White House victory official. Those results will be certified and sent to Congress, the National Archives, and the courts. Congress will certify the results of the Electoral College vote on 6th January 2021, as the next step in the presidential transition process. President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday, 20th January, will look like no inauguration before it in American history. Biden will take the oath of office in front of a sparse crowd amid a global pandemic and with an unprecedented military mobilization in Washington. Biden's team has urged people to stay home to watch live TV or internet instead of watching it on the spot. And the 200,000 tickets that would go out in a normal year have been reduced to only about 1,000 members of Congress, past presidents, and dignitaries. There will be 21,000 National Guard soldiers in Washington, D.C. on Inauguration Day. The military has constructed a green zone around the Capitol, where workers have erected fencing with razor wire. Transportation into Washington has been sharply cut. The National Mall, usually the site of massive gatherings of ordinary Americans making the journey to Washington to celebrate the historic day, will be closed. Joe Biden said, "The rule of law, our Constitution, and the will of the people prevailed," after his presidential election victory was confirmed. He declared it was time to turn the page, to unite, to heal.